The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie where all the behind-the-scenes production drama is way more interesting than the actual movie.
The movie where we finally get to spend some time with Superman's mom for a change, but it's just because Marlon Brando was too expensive.
The movie where we get rad Superman powers like amnesia kisses and chest blankets.
This is Superman 2. I'm Blockbuster Nostalgia.
Blockheads, it's Blockbuster Nostalgia coming back at you. Woo, yeah, celebration. We got a live crowd up in here, up in this empty apartment. Yeah. People going crazy.
We did it, guys.
People going crazy for Blockbuster Nostalgia, and people going crazy for, of course, Superman Part Dos.
It could be just all this weird Seth MacFarlane. Or is that Seth MacFarlane? Figurines over there?
No, yeah. Not Seth MacFarlane. Todd MacFarlane.
Todd MacFarlane.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all the same.
It could be all my weird Todd McFarlane figures.
It could be. They do look and they look alive and they do have that feel like they could come alive at night and murder us all in our sleep.
Yeah. So. Here's hoping. That's why I want to go.
Yeah.
Killed by toys.
Killed by toys is a pretty...
All the dolls, they just did what they had to do after going through the whole driving Miss Daisy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they really... It was their only choice at this point was to... They cannot go through that again.
I do feel like that there's a chance that I will get killed by dolls, but it'll be like one of these is just going to fall on my head.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And hit me in a perfect spot and then just fucking crack my neck on the edge of a table.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be the most pathetic death that I've
ever seen. That would be tragic. What would be super funny, though, is if one of the like swords just got stuck in your head and you had that like spurt of blood. Like every time you took the sword out, just blood like would pop out, and then you put the sword back in and the blood would stop, and you just like in, out, blood, no blood.
I'm just like, spinning and eventually, around, knocking stuff over.
Cut to you in an emergency room, just being like, dun, 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 dun. So you're just sitting there waiting.
It's one of those situations where they have to, like, they can't take it out.
Yeah, so now you just have a sword in there.
Yeah, I have a sword that sticks out.
You have a small plastic Todd McFarlane designed sword.
There's that fucking dude I told you about. The one with the fucking sword sticking out of his head.
It's like a great short episode of, like, Final Destination.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's true. That was just a series of ridiculous events trying to kill people, that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
All five of them.
She's like, what's the weirdest coincidental death
that we can come up with?
Yeah, that's the one we're using.
Yeah, it's always like, I can't reach that. And then at the same time, there's a can of paint that's slowly like shifting over to me.
Yeah, it's like if fucking Kevin McAllister from Home Alone grew up to be like a fucking Grim Reaper. Yeah. Like, all right, now I got these paint cans set up here. They're going to knock into this toy. It's going to fall into a vat of acid.
It's all just shit he finds at home. Using his like little boy imagination to kill you with.
Yeah. It's like the steam will rise and that's going to set off this.
Anyway, what do we do on this podcast, Eric?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We review movies from the 80s. Specifically, we are counting down the top grossing movies of the 1980s, one by one. We are down to Superman 2, 1980.
Yeah. This movie pulled in $108,185,000.
That's right. This is the first superhero movie we've talked about here on the podcast, I believe.
Yeah. And joining us, rightly so, is the only superhero that we know. Good old Brooke.
Returning from the Karate Kid episode, it is Mr. Wallace.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes.
I'm back.
All drinking, what the hell?
That is Seagram's. All right, that's Seagram 7.
With Diet Sam's.
With Diet Sam's Zero.
I need something washed down, like the three pizzas I just ate.
Yeah.
Diet Sam's is pretty perfect for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there were Totino's and, you know.
Totino's. Yeah. And if you try to drink actual Coca-Cola with the Tostino's, just explosion in the stomach.
Yeah.
They cannot coexist. Yeah.
Or but Shasta. You can go Shasta.
You can go Shasta.
You can go RC. Stars and Stripes from
Diet
fucking
Right, dude. Diet Right.
Yeah, Diet Right. Yeah, Diet Right. Yeah.
Yeah, with the girlfriend, she walks in from work, and she's like, "What do you want to eat?" And she comes all the stuff, and then I see Totino's pizzas, and I'm like, "Man, that's why we're in love right there." Yeah, we brought home Totino's.
That's what I want.
So yeah, Superman 2. Superman 2. All right, 1980. So
let's talk about this because we watched the actual original theatrical version.
Yeah, we all watched the original theatrical version.
There are two versions of this movie.
There are now two versions. For a very long time, there was only the theatrical version. That's all we knew. Behind the scenes, this is something that I heard about many, many moons ago. Richard Donner.
I would say a fortnight of years.
Many, many fortnights. Many fortnights past. Four scores and seven fortnights ago.
Would you say a plethora of years?
Yeah. I would say a whole Murder of Crows worth of years.
A single plethora of years.
1.5 plethora ago. I heard about this. So Dick Donner originally shot both Superman 1 and 2 back to back. He's going to his whole Superman epic, these two amazing movies, Christopher Reeves, Gene Hackman, Marlon Brando, Margot Kidder, whole thing. The studio decides partway through this process, no, you know what, Dick Donner? You are not the guy for this.
Bad director.
Yeah. So yeah. Evidently, all of the talk about how DC needs to get their shit together.
Goes way back.
It goes way back, yeah. So instead, they bring in a different director.
Richard Lester,
best known for like Hard Day's Night and Three Musketeers. Well, yeah. And doing kind of like comedy and slapsticky stuff. He gets brought in, decides to reshoot. The story of Superman 2.
He reshoots like 70% of it.
He reshoots like a lot. Yeah. And they completely re-edit it. The story is still very, 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 very similar. But there's a lot of little changes and a few big changes as well.
Yeah.
We're mainly going to talk about the theatrical version.
That's when we watched this. Yeah.
And that's what
made
108 money.
We're going
to
talk about all of them. Doesn't matter. We're talking about everything.
We will fucking
I'm going to just spend the next hour talking about Grant Morrison's Superman like epic that started in JLA number one back in 1997, continued through Final Crisis most recently, All-Star Superman, all that stuff.
Can we spend an hour talking shit about Man of Steel?
Oh, we definitely can spend an hour talking. Here's actually the weird thing. This is jumping out a little bit, but the weird thing is this movie actually made me a little more forgiving of Man of Steel, believe it or not.
It's just a remake almost.
I had forgotten how much Man of Steel really pulls from this.
If you saw the second Star Trek, it's like that to
Wrath of Khan. Yeah. Or Jurassic Park to Jurassic World.
To Jurassic Park, yeah. They're just remakes without being remakes or sequels.
They're quasi-remakes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's interesting because this movie starts off kind of like right after the first one, right?
It starts immediately after the first one, yes.
It goes into... So, first of all, we start off with Zod.
We start off with some flashbacks to stuff that happened in the first one, Zod being in prison.
Yeah.
Superman.
Like just like, Red Crystal. Oh, we're caught.
Boom. That's exactly what happens. These guys show up and they're like, I want this red crystal. And then he snaps it in half, and then right away they're like, busted. Yeah. And then he doesn't even...
You created treason. Like, how? Like, what was
he
so
busted
important?
A red crystal. What was this? And then...
That red crystal was...
If it was red kryptonite, I would understand. Like, if they said red kryptonite...
But that didn't mean nothing. It was just on like, Krypton.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't give you powers on Krypton. They're just normal in that place. Yeah,
that's right?
True. And then so they get like...
Red Krypton's the one that makes you evil, right?
Yeah.
If I remember right? Yeah. What's the one that made them super horny? That's a fun Krypton.
Was it like
was
yellow,
it pink or something?
Pink Krypton? Yeah. That was one that made you super horny, really?
I'm pretty sure. If I remember right. That might just be in my brain. That may just be a dream I had. Back when I was just watching that Helen Slater Supergirl on repeat. That may have just been a
weird
dream.
Shifting around in bed, just like, yeah. Sexy Krypton. Sexy Krypton. Yeah, no, they blast it. They destroy the red crystal. Immediately get caught. And then they get sentenced to, or is it like a flat surface?
Yeah. Well, it's the Phantom Zone.
When I was that young, dude, I just remember being scared of the fucking mirror.
That shit looked crazy.
It is pretty crazy, yeah.
Because it's all three of them look like they're...
They're like smashed into two dimensions. Yeah. And it does, they look like it's a very painful thing, which I would imagine being smashed into a two-dimensional cube or not even cube because it's two-dimensional, but like a two-dimensional square like a would be very uncomfortable.
That's crazy, then, like a whole entire dimensions in that one little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what in the comics is like that, like, right? Like
well, a dimension. Yeah, in the comics, it's like a whole nother dimension of just like nothingness limbo.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, in a way, is this them being, because comics are two dimensional, have they just been put into comics?
Comic? Yeah, well, maybe. I also like that they throw them off into space and just be like, bye.
Yeah.
Hopefully an explosion never hits them.
Exactly. I do love that a lot. Explosion.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully.
Very clear in the movie.
It has to be a nuclear. Hopefully a nuclear explosion never hits them.
Yeah.
And then, so they're floating around. And then meanwhile, Clark is back to his old dumb ways.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get a few little flashbacks during the credits.
Yeah. The opening credits are all the beginning of the first movie.
It's just a recap. It's like, hey, remember Superman? He came, rocket launch.
Little summary.
Yeah.
The only thing I took away from all that was Miss Testmonger in fucking a bikini.
Oh, nice. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're stuck watching Superman with Margot Kidder for
2 hours,
Miss Testmonger is like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm here for.
That's a good point. We're stuck just with Margot Kidder. Sharp-faced Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
Clark!
But yeah, it's true. Like, they do, like, a quick recap, and then it goes straight into, like, just them at the newspaper.
Yeah, so it's back to them just, Manigans. You know, Clark being Clark, and I'm just Clark Kent. I'm a goofball.
Look at me. And then they're like, oh, you got to go to Paris for that big bomb that's in Paris.
Yeah, and you find out there's a terrorist attack in the Eiffel Tower where they have nuclear bombs somehow.
Yeah, they have one in
hydrogen bomb.
A hydrogen bomb. That's what it is.
Yeah, and it's funny because what's Margot Kidder's fucking name?
Lois Lane.
I don't
know why I blanked out. Anyway, Lois Lane is like, oh, she took the first Concorde out there, and she's like there in like 5 minutes.
She's just like on the other side of that car. Asking questions.
She's like, just takes off and the dude's like confused about how to spell stairs.
I also like that they were like, there's a hydrogen bomb and the terrorists are up there, but let's all turn our backs to Lois Lane just walking up to the fucking Eiffel Tower.
I was like, hey.
She's probably supposed to be there.
She got me with a translator book.
Yeah.
Hey, so she's a spunky girl reporter.
Yeah, because she gets under the elevator, gets stuck, then the elevator pulls her all the way up.
Yeah. And eventually, the elevator collapses.
Because the guys that they're running it are kind of dumb.
They are kind of dumb.
They got a hydrogen bomb somehow.
Well, I mean,
they took the fucking they let the hostages go, which is weird.
It's very weird and bad and dumb. But I mean, they also are being, I don't know if they're being led by or if he's just a member of the team. It's Harry Potter's shitty uncle.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's that actor.
Harry Potter's shitty uncle is running this whole fucking terrorist scheme. Which, I mean, judging by the fact that Harry Potter's uncle is, again, quite shitty, I believe it's the same character.
I like that Harry Potter's uncle would always set, like, his dinner parties and shit around the time that it would always be, like,
magical Hogwarts. Hijinks.
Is he still alive?
Hogwarts is he? I think so.
I think he would have ate himself to
death. Usually Hogwarts year is starting in like 2 weeks, so now I'm going to have like dinner parties.
Yeah.
My boss is coming over.
Why not do it the entire 9 months that Harry's not there? Yeah, just the entire 9 months Harry's not there. Maybe living then it up. Do your dinner parties.
He was also very much against him going.
Or also,
I feel like he hated him so much, he would have been happy to get rid of him.
Yeah. I mean, yes, obviously. But also, like, you know magic's a thing because you've seen Harry Potter doing magic and shit. Why would you be so against magic? I would be like, hey, hook me up with some magic, motherfucker. Like,
I'd be like, hey, now I kind of like
some magic
you,
gold or something over here, huh?
Do one of your things where the turkey is cooked perfectly. That's a real spell.
I want to go flying around on a broom already. Like, make my car fly or some shit.
Nope. He's like, I hate you.
Yeah.
No dice. Harry Potter or Superman?
Yeah.
Superman.
Superman has all the powers in this movie.
Yes. I mean, this definitely is very much hearkening to the Silver Age where every once in a while they just be like, how's Superman going to get out of this one? I don't know. He has a new power now.
His fingers get super long now for some reason.
He has tiny Superman that fly out of his hands.
It's like the belt. It's like Batman's belt.
Yeah, it could be anything.
I don't know where he could pull whatever the fuck he wants out of that thing.
Even though the belt is very small, especially in like the 89 version where it's just the tiny little capsules.
Yeah.
And yet somehow he would have anything bombs in there.
Yeah. He's got like a the grappling hook with like 4 miles worth of wire in there.
It's like, it's this huge thing. Yeah. And yet somehow, when he reaches behind the cape, it's there.
Yeah.
Every time.
You know how much room like 20 feet of wire take up? And he's like falling down buildings with it and shit, pulling all the way back up.
Where does he get those wonderful toys? But where does he hide them?
Prison wallet.
Joking. Ooh, prison wallet.
He keisters it.
No, I mean, it's obviously the real answer is that it's fiction and it's not real.
Comic books.
In the same way that, and this is a Grant Morrison thing talking about how, you know, kids never ask, like, how does Superman fly or how old is Batman? Because they understand it's not fucking real. It's adults that get, like, stupid and be like, well, but Superman's real, so how does he fly? Like, how does that work physics? It's like, it's a comic book, idiot.
They have this plot. They have this bomb.
Right, they have this bomb.
Superman shows up, saves Lois Lane.
Again, and this is the charm. This is why I like the Christopher Reeve Superman so much. Because even though the stories are garbage and the action's not very good, you have moments like this where she's falling. He catches the elevator in one hand with just that like total.
First of all, he didn't know that she was there.
He didn't know.
You know, he just showed up and caught the elevator. And then he's like, what was the line? It was like, your floor? Or
I believe this is your floor.
Yeah, I believe this is
your
floor.
And he has that charming smile. And he's just so nice, and he's always smiling, and he's friendly, and he's bright like colors.
All American,
he really is. He's that ideal of just like, gee shucks, I'm trying to do the right thing over here.
Yeah, he's a Boy Scout.
He is a Boy Scout, but that's good.
Yeah, that's what separates him from fucking Batman and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they fuck up the bomb. It's gonna go off, so he flies it up, throws it up into space, and then it, unbeknownst to him, smashes up with that weird tile dimension thing.
Right.
Sets him off and then lets him loose.
And I will mention, this is one big change from the Donner version. The Donner version, the missiles from the first movie, he throws into space. They actually hit the Phantom Zone mirror.
Yeah, there's
that's
no parachute.
What they cost. Yeah, there's no parachute at all. That's what causes them to... Yeah, no Harry Potter's uncle. So I guess maybe this cut is better for that. But that's what causes them to get out.
Yeah, so then they get out, they go on the moon, because they're evil,
they do some moon hijinks.
They kill a couple of astronauts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kick astronauts out into orbit, which is shitty.
Yeah. Because if you follow that astronaut, it's just gravity. If you've seen Gravity, that's...
Yeah, you're just going to keep floating forever till your oxygen runs out. And that sucks.
Tossing out the flag, right? They toss out the flag.
Yeah, they pull the American flag out and toss it. Yeah.
Sunset bitches.
There's a lot of them disrespecting America, which I feel like is very intentional.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They kind of have a Drago kind of look. Like, they look like they could be Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And there is a scene later where Superman's flying, and he's not holding the American flag, but he's holding a big thing that has the American flag on it.
Yeah.
Because he takes it back to the White House, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He puts it back up. So it is very much like, no, fuck you, America.
Yeah.
Hoorah. Hoorah indeed.
And then, meanwhile, Lex Luthor is in prison. Very mad that he's in prison.
Lex.
We talked about Lex Luthor in these movies. He is a legit evil...
What's hilarious about it is he refers to himself as an evil genius constantly.
And he just
as a criminal mastermind.
Evil.
Yeah.
He's not like trying to make money. Like nowadays, that's what they're bad guys are.
Yeah, now bad guys are like, no, I'm not evil. I'm just trying to make the world better, or I'm just trying to, you know, help whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
He's like, an evil genius like me doesn't deserve to be
in prison. Exactly. Yeah. I'm Lex Luthor. I'm the greatest evil genius that has ever done evil on Earth.
Like, that's what he wanted to do. That's why we're talking about, like, Austin Powers.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from, where he just wants to be evil
for
no reason. No matter, like, he's not even trying to make money. He's just trying to be evil. And Ned Beatty is a little bumbling fella.
Yeah. And it is that thing where, because obviously the people making this Superman movie, I think, grew up reading Superman comics from, like, the 50s when... they really was kind of like that. Like Lex Luthor was just this crazy evil person, and Superman was all about America and like fight the Nazis or whatever, fight the commies.
Yeah.
And
like Nazis were just evil.
Exactly. So. Yeah. And it was just like all these very like simple black and white stuff. And Superman would have random powers all the time. No one really cared about continuity or story or any of that shit. Whereas by the time this movie actually comes out, you start getting the comics being a little more complicated. Yeah. And Lex Luthor being a little more complicated.
It was like in the Reagan years where Lex Luthor became like a businessman.
That's right. Yeah. It was the Byrne reboot, the Man of Steel reboot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where all of a sudden now he's like a Wolf of Wall Street type of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That makes sense. And that's kind of, we still have that now.
Yeah.
Because, like, we just all know that, like, politicians are evil.
Right, and Lex Luthor was president back in, from 2000 to 2002 or 3 in the DC universe, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he's no Trump.
No, he's smart.
Yeah. Or is he? Oh. It's getting hot. Getting political. Hot in here. They're political in here.
It is actually very hot in here. It's we need more AC.
I'm sorry, man. I can leave.
Yeah, no. It's, you just generate that sexual heat.
We are in Tucson. It is very hot.
Anyhow, so the point is that the Krypton trio, General Zod and his minions, they escape the Phantom Zone. They start getting up to shenanigans. They eventually... They come to Houston, which is what they think Earth is called.
They keep calling it Houston.
Because the astronauts were calling back to Houston, because that's, you know,
yeah,
the whole thing. So, and they end up in some tiny little podunk town that they just destroy for no reason. The military shows up all super quick.
Yeah, for being that, they said there's 123 people in that
town. Yeah, and as soon as they're on TV, the military, like within 2 seconds, is in the town.
What town was it, though?
They didn't even see
somewhere
it
like Oklahoma, I think they said.
I thought it was Texas.
Maybe Texas.
It might have, yeah, I don't know, but it was like some dusty ass podunk town.
But they're on TV being like, kneel before Zod and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, there's some funny hijinks with the cops.
There is some funny hijinks.
When they're lifting up cars and stuff.
In the meantime, so Superman and Lois went to Niagara Falls.
Oh, that's for a scoop. Right. So yeah. Lois is like, I know you're Superman.
Yeah,
which was
she
cool.
Figures it out.
Because why would you not figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
Again, he's always missing when Superman shows up. He looks exactly like Superman.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds exactly like Superman. There are scenes where she's talking to Clark, and then half a minute later, she's talking to Superman.
Yeah.
Clearly, you would understand that those are the same voices, even if you can't see the face.
Yeah.
The Donner cut like went more into it.
It's too. Way different, yeah. The Donner cut's way different.
Back from when, like she knew she was already coming up to that conclusion.
Yeah.
Like at the start of the movie.
And this well, and in, a while in fairness, in
and
the,
she jumps out of the window in the Donner.
Yeah.
Cut.
Right. And yeah. Well, no, she shoots him.
No, she jumps out of the window first.
Oh, and then she shoots him. Yeah.
And
he
then
like, slows the fall somehow, and then she lands on the.
Oh, that's something different. Another girl jumps out the window, and he uses his breath to slow her fall, and then uses his heat vision to take down like one of the overhangs so that she bounces off of
no,
that.
No, yeah, that was Lois Lane.
Oh, was it Lois? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And that was at the newspaper.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Daily Planet.
At the Daily Planet.
And again, that was a big thing in the Silver Age comics was Lois being like, I know something's up and trying to prove something. And Superman would always have like a robot or like Batman would pretend to be Superman.
He just
or
makes
like,
a fucking robot.
He would just go like, and be like, no, Lois, you're fucking crazy.
It's like his Rick and Morty shit.
Yeah, exactly.
He just loses Morty, so he just makes a Morty robot.
Yeah. It's all going to hell, Lois.
Morty and Lois. I like it.
That's not bad.
Rick and Lois.
Yeah. Rick against Superman.
There's something there.
I mean,
that's basically Lex Luthor, right? Like Rick is just a slightly less evil Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like selfish in a different way.
Yeah.
Like Lex Luthor is evil. He's just selfish.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I could see that being a good fight.
Yeah. It's classic.
A lot of interdimensional shit.
Finally, Clark comes clean and is like, yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
I'm Superman.
There's a lot of meanwhiles. Meanwhile, during all this is happening, fucking terrible voiceover Gene Hackman.
Right.
Has escaped from prison.
Yeah, so this is a thing. So Gene Hackman, after Dick Donner leaves...
He's like, I'm not coming back.
Gene Hackman's like, no, I did that shit. I'm Gene Hackman.
Yeah, I'm not coming back for that shit. So what did they do? They like did terrible fucking voiceover of shots of him and some lady traveling through the to the fucking North Pole.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And it,
oh, Miss Testmonger.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. That's what we're talking about. Miss Testmonger. Yeah. And then after that, like, she's just gone.
Yep. But well, they leave Ned Beatty in prison, so we only get like one scene with him.
Yeah, we only get a couple of fumbling Ned Beatty scenes.
Yeah. Well, then the hologram scene.
Yep. Yep.
Which is pretty cool. I like that.
Pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. That's how they escape from prison. Well, that's not how they escape, but that's part of it. Is they leave this hologram of them in the cell.
Yeah. And then the cop goes in there,
and they go out through a fucking hot air balloon.
Which is funny because the hologram is like super high technology that somehow they were able to figure out in prison.
Yeah.
And then he's hot air balloon.
He's Lex Luthor. You know. Yeah.
I feel like he could have come up with something better.
Greatest criminal mastermind. Yeah. Greatest evil genius of all time.
But they
but yeah,
it worked.
So,
you can't say anything because it did work.
It worked. Oh,
it did
for
work.
Sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So two things about this. First of all, we talked last week about Morgan Freeman and how he's been 60 his entire life. Gene Hackman is exactly the same way.
Yeah. He is never not
Gene Hackman.
Lean on
me.
He's 40, right? Or 35, 40?
He's 42 when they made Lean on Me.
Yeah, I'm like,
and
dude,
he looks
60.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah,
he's such an angry man at like young 60.
Yeah. Oh, he's so mad in Lean on Me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were talking about last week. He tells
him, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. He tells a little boy to jump off the roof, remember? Yeah. Go ahead, jump. Go ahead. You smoke crack, don't you? Crazy. Awesome.
Yeah,
Morgan Freeman. But awesome Gene movie. Hackman also
always 60.
It's like Morgan Freeman, Gene Hackman, Walter Matthau.
Yep,
always just 60. Always 60-year-olds.
Yeah, Gene Hackman. Well, maybe to be fair, Gene Hackman was like 50 when he made Superman 1, and was like 60 when he made Royal Tenenbaums 30 years later.
Yeah,
so
yeah. He looks exactly the same.
He's like slightly older.
Yeah.
No, so he's just consistently Gene Hackman in all things.
So he finds the Fortress of Solitude.
So he finds the Fortress of Solitude, finds out about the Kryptonians, finds out about General Zod and Superman's mom.
From
and
the mom in this cut, from Marlon Brando in the Donner cut.
That's right. So Marlon Brando, I guess, had this insane deal where he got some huge percentage, like 11%
or something.
Yeah, he
was getting like 11% of the fucking back end.
Which is huge, especially considering he's barely in either movie.
Yeah, so they were like, nope, cut fucking Brando out, we're not paying him
so
shit.
Instead they shot a bunch of stuff with the mom, which, you know, yay girl power, but like I don't know who that girl is, and she
also
doesn't really add anything.
If you remember the Donner version, Marlon Brando shows up in weird different incarnations of it.
Yes.
It's like sometimes he's in the crystal, sometimes a giant head floating in the
sky. Sometimes he's just a guy.
Sometimes it's a tiny hologram.
Yeah. Well, and they kind of do that with the mom. There's one scene where the mom's just like not a, like she's
walking
just
around.
Sitting there walking around. You're just like, all right.
Like she forgot and she's like, ah, shit, I gotta get back in the crystal.
Back in the crystal. I do like that idea. Like she's actually there the whole time and she's like, oh shit, Clark. This is just a thing, a technology. Don't look behind the curtain.
It's that old...
it's the Wizard of Oz thing.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Like trying to walk out of the spotlight or trying to walk into the spotlight, but it keeps moving.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the crystals again.
Yep, yep. But so here's a huge, huge problem with this movie is Lex Luthor should have freed General Zod.
Yeah, I think... I don't know how you feel about this, Wallace. We were talking about... It's kind of like the thing like... having the Joker in Suicide Squad and not having him being the main guy, bad guy. Lex Luthor kind of stumbles upon Zod when he probably should have been the one that frees Zod and then kind of uses him to try to kill Superman.
That would have been cool. Yeah.
That would have been way cooler. Yeah. And it's also...
like if he breaks out of prison because and then he hears this information and then he sets up a nuclear bomb.
Because otherwise there's no reason for him to know all this information.
Donner cut, they didn't explain like that either. Like, well, the Zod thing, because like the mom tells him, oh well, you know,
yeah, yeah,
you have like, all these things, but that didn't happen in the Donner cut.
Yeah, it's Marlon Brando says like gives the information up. Yeah,
I mean it's an info dump, but it works so much better if it's an info dump that then leads Luthor to doing this terrible thing, because there is a cool scene later on where Luthor's trying to deal with the Kryptonians and he's kind of in over his head, and Superman shows up, and for a minute he's like, oh thank god, and then he's like, oh I mean, goddamn Superman, kill him.
Yeah,
and it's like that would have made so much more sense if he would have been the one to bring this Kryptonian like nightmare to Earth.
Yeah, it's an interesting
like,
thing.
Like, it makes his, like, character Luthor, a lot more depth, right?
Lex Luthor actually becomes kind of like the Ned Beatty to Zod.
Yeah, he's just kind of a silly dude.
Yeah.
Like, his only real role in this movie is he tries to betray Superman at the end, and Superman knows he's going to do that, so he tricks him.
Yeah, and that's kind of it.
Which is actually pretty good. It's actually very good.
Yeah, I mean, he gives up the information about Lois Lane, but...
Yeah.
They can get that fucking shit anywhere.
But yeah, it works so much better if he frees them. Anyways.
Although we should talk about Zod. Terrence Stamp.
Man. Terrence Stamp.
He's a man. He's a man.
Terrence Stamp.
The Limey, dude.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I love that movie.
Yeah.
You Will Kneel.
I like how kind of like.
The president's like, oh, God. No, Zod.
Yeah. I love how much he's like, ants. These are just ants. Yeah. Like,
I see you are used to worshiping creatures that can fly.
Just kill him now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kill him now. He's kind of like an old French prince of
he's
space.
Prissy. Like, he's kind of walking around, like, just his hand on his hip. Like,
yeah. And I don't understand what the point of them taking over Earth is, because later on, when they're waiting for Superman... They're just bored.
Yeah.
Like, they're in the Oval Office just like, when's Superman going to show up already? I want to fight this guy. Everybody's talking about this guy. But what were they going to do outside of that? Like, what were they going to do with the world?
That's a good question.
Well, I mean, if they went anywhere else, like, they don't have their power.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So, like, if they leave Earth, like, you know.
Yeah.
Be regular, depending on where they go, I guess.
So they're just going to go shit up?
They can just go fuck shit up every once in a while. I guess, judging by the rules of this movie, they can't go fuck, which is what I would do if I ruled the planet. So
just banging chicks?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Ursa.
I would just go
Ursa.
But yeah, I would just like go to amazing restaurants and eat for free and drink amazing like 200-year-old whiskey and bang chicks. I mean, what else do you do if you rule the world?
But then that's just, you're just a dick at that point.
And well, yeah, exactly. They're villains.
You're at the same level as a very, very rich guy.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to be.
What's the point of taking over the whole fucking world?
That's a good point.
That is, I think, like one of the things about supervillainy is that when you're like, I'm going to take over the world. And then you're like, and then what? Like, what are you going to do with the entire fucking world?
It's a little bit like the Coyote and Roadrunner cartoon where he finally catches the Roadrunner and he's like, well, shit, now what do I do? Like,
Even when they ask Gene Hackman what he wants, he's like, Australia. And I was like, what are you going to do with Australia?
Well, he's talking about
beaches. He loves real estate.
Yeah, but he could just be like, one island and then just be on that beach.
Yeah.
He said beaches and drinks. That was
hot women, Australian. Yeah. Yeah, floppy aborigine boobs. And marsupials.
Yeah, kangaroo. Hey, the only place with kangaroos are koalas. Bears. Yeah. Koalas are awesome.
Koalas are really fucking cool.
Also a shit ton of poisonous snakes.
Yeah, quite a bit.
And those dingoes, right for the babies.
Oh, yeah, I hear they eat babies. Yeah. But they do, that's a whole thing. All right, so then they're like, fuck it, we're taking over this whole planet. First thing they do, which I thought was really awesome, is they go to Mount Rushmore and they change their heads to their heads.
That is very good.
Which was great.
That is great. That is a dope villain move. That is definitely high level. fuck your shit.
Fuck your shit, motherfuckers. I own this.
Yeah.
They go to the White House and then
they go to the White House.
Meanwhile,
Superman's taken Lois to the Fortress of Solitude.
Because she's figured out that it's him because she pulled the gun on her.
Exactly.
Oh, well, in the Donner cut.
The point is, in either cut, he eventually comes clean and is like, yeah, I'm Superman.
Well, in this one, he trips and accidentally drops something in fire.
That's true.
And doesn't burn his hand.
And then is like, well, guess the jig is up. And on the run.
Yeah. History of the World Problem.
Yeah. So either way, he takes her back to the Fortress of Solitude, to the one place that he feels at home.
Yeah.
Where he can just let all of his secrets out. But you know the one place that we can let all our secrets out? That was a terrible... I hate myself. Let me try it again. Let's go with a different one. So he takes her back to the Fortress of Solitude, and you know, it's the woman he loves, and you know, love is a many splendid thing, just like
our sponsors.
All
right, let's talk about sponsor time. True. People's Choice Video Express.
Oh man.
True love.
True love.
Wove. True love. People's Choice Video Express for providing this movie. You can go rent the like fucking three different versions of the first Superman.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
The whole series, you can get Superman Returns, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
And Man of Steel and Batman v Superman and Justice League.
Yeah. Yeah. And also games, video games, adult movies, and new releases, anything you want.
If you want to trade in Superman 64, arguably the worst game ever, come on by.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, that game was fucking terrible.
It was a very bad game.
Also, Beer Geek Bakery.
Beer Geek Bakery, making delicious, delicious confectionery goodies.
Enunciate, motherfucker. Talking like me.
This whiskey is not helping me.
No, it's not. Craft beer made into pastries. You're going to want to chow down.
Yeah, you got to check some jams out, man. It's good.
It's some good jams.
I finally cruised over to the, Dillinger?
Dillinger, beer? Yeah.
Dillinger. That was yummy. Yummy times.
Yummy times. So yummy times. If you want to be like Mr. Book over here, you're going to want to follow Beer Geek on Instagram and Facebook so you can find out where those next events are going to be. So you can cruise on by, get down with the pastry goodness,
the beer.
Delectable beer, just amazing craft beer. You know we all about that craft beer.
So yeah. And then is there anything that you want to plug?
Yeah.
You
got to plug your Instagram?
Yeah. So like, first, Pick Me Death Ray.
Oh, that's right. You guys got a show.
Me Death Ray.
Show this Friday at the Surly Wench.
This will be, that'll already have happened by the time this is on.
Yeah, true. Okay. Well, you should have gone. It's going to be a free show. We're going to shoot our music video there.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Right. So we're trying to get everybody there. So,
Check out Pick Me Death Ray. Find out that you listen to songs online, right? You got some streaming stuff. Yeah.
Facebook, or they'll give you the links to the Bandcamp that has the first two albums streaming free.
There you go.
Third album's coming out probably about another month or so.
Download that shit, son.
It's good times, man. Put a lot of money. Didn't put no money in it. We put a lot of effort, though. A lot of blood, sweat, and beers.
Nice.
Yes. And then, if you want to cruise and check out my artwork at, we'll just look up my name, Wallace Book, on Instagram or Facebook. Got some red art on there.
Yeah, check out his fucking art. It is shit. Awesome. It's a lot of 80s fucking pop.
There's a lot of cool. Yeah, if you're into 80s.
Starting to do series now. Like the most recent one I did was The Last Dragon, and
that's
got a lot of good feedback.
So. Well, and you were just showing you're working on a Joker piece. We're talking about DC movies. Talking about the good old.
I put the good Jokers on there. And plus, I put a little nod to Mark Hamill in that one.
Oh
Fuck yeah, Mark Hamill.
Well, Jared Leto doesn't exist to me, so.
Nor should he.
No. And he's getting his own fucking movie, too, man.
It's not happening.
It's not?
They say it's going to happen. No, it's not going to happen.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch
anyway, it. Anyway, check out Book Stuff. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's good shit. Check it out.
If you want to see samples, just go over to, aside from online, if you're at Shays on 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a really awesome low pan there.
I love that low pan.
It's great.
Yeah, find that low pan and fucking...
Find that low pan. Tweet at us at 80s Movie Podcast. I forgot our own Twitter handle. Or hit us up, blockbusternostalgia@gmail.com. Let us know you were checking out that good Wallace Book art. Yeah, or send us questions. Send us whatever.
Yeah. Or if you want me to paint something for you.
If
you want to be one of my French girls, let me know.
Sweet.
Yes.
Now you're talking.
Nice, man. I got that skills, bro.
Hey, I have been one of his French girls. I still have the rashes to prove it.
the fucking rug burns.
Yeah, the rug burns.
The nipples have barely regained
the scratch marks and the rope burn.
Speaking of, we're going into that universe. I went to see Justice League when it came out.
Oh, yeah. Like in the theater?
And I seriously did not know anything about
Zach Whedon's
Joss Whedon.
I kind of knew about that, but I didn't really know. But the thing that completely surprised me, I had no idea, was the mustache thing.
Oh,
yeah. I had no idea about the mustache. So, like, the opening scene is him, like, talking to his kids. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with his face? And the whole time, and I nudged my girlfriend. I'm like, hey, dude, is it me or is his face weird? Like, I just kind of get over it. The only time his face is not like that is during the one fight.
Yeah.
When they're fighting against each other.
He's probably all CGI at that point, is why.
Yeah. That's probably the only thing that they kept from Zach Wilde's shit.
Yeah.
That was so weird, and I didn't.
Now, I'm imagining Zach Wilde directing it, and it's just guitar solos. Yeah. It's just fucking Jason Momoa Aquaman guitar solo.
The goddamn best guitar solos ever. But no, so if you guys don't know, they had to digitally remove fucking his mustache.
Yeah.
Because he had a contract. He was shooting a different movie,
Mission Impossible 6.
Mission Impossible, where he had to have a mustache.
Had the porn stash.
And instead of being like, oh yeah, you can shave it off because we have just an array of makeup people that can add a very realistic mustache to your face.
Very easy to do.
They were like, no, fuck you. You have to keep the mustache on.
Yep.
So then during the reshoots, they had to digitally remove the fucking mustache.
And they reshoot a lot.
Which is probably 30 times more expensive.
Way more expensive.
Yeah. Than having a makeup person add a fake mustache to your fucking face.
But, I mean, props to Paramount, because that's what I would do. I'd be like, no, fuck those guys.
Fuck you guys. You guys have a lot of money.
Spend like $10 million extra.
Yeah, the funniest thing about all this, they spend all that money to do that, and somebody develops the technology to put anybody's face on somebody else's face online.
John Massive Deepfake?
And it looks so much better than the fucking what they did. And that was like free. Like they did, they released the technology for free online. Everybody went bonkers, and obviously,
illegal
stuff happened. But somebody went and took that footage and just like redid it with the technology.
With that, and it looks way better.
Great. Yeah, I was like, oh wow, look.
So the Winklevoss twins and fucking
right. Yeah.
Man, where are we?
So
so we're leading up to the fight where Zod
finally makes
the president.
Superman.
We
haven't talked about the important thing is that Superman wants to get it in.
Yeah. So he's like, well, he doesn't want to blow through him or like a shotgun.
Which, again.
Which I wish they would have said that. I wish the mom would have been like, all right, but if you have sex with her, you're just going to like
destroy her. Yeah. I do want to point out, and this has been pointed, I'm not the first one to point this out. It's not like Clark is destroying door handles every time he opens a goddamn door.
Yeah.
Like he can control himself.
He can hold back.
Yeah.
Maybe not when he's coming, though.
Well.
I mean, I can't hold back when I'm coming.
Oh, my God.
I'm just punching shit.
Lois murdered as he punches her in the back of the head.
He donkey punches her? Yeah. Like he thought that was okay? And then just head comes clean off.
There's an episode in Smallville when Lana Lane gets powers, and so like Clark and Lana like bang for like fucking weeks.
Nice.
Like, oh fuck yeah!
Yeah. What were those weeks? It's good like times. 2 days solid. But yeah, they just like this is the first time ever. They just went for it.
Yeah. Hell yeah! Because you totally should. And then we asked this question. All right, so he's trying to get laid. His mom is like, listen, if you want to get laid, you have to lose your powers because, you know, clearly you're going to destroy her. So you have to go into this room. Is Superman then a virgin up until this point?
It seems like.
Right?
It seems like that's very true. Yeah. Because, and then immediately.
Unless he left just an array of dead country girls.
that's why Lana Lane and.
Zodiac killer.
Yeah.
he just left fucking like. Like corn-fed country girls,
dead,
just an array of them dead everywhere. Yeah,
missing girls, all the missing girls from the Midwest.
Do we just crush them into diamonds?
Yeah,
because he's Superman. He doesn't have to bury them.
Exactly, it doesn't matter.
He just throw them into space.
Yeah, they go into the sun, right into the sun, just up and out.
Now I feel like if I was Superman, I would be a serial killer.
Yeah. I, having known you for these many years, I totally believe that that's the case.
He's like, you know, so going back to the Boy Scout thing, and I don't think he would do that.
No, he wouldn't.
No.
So but he was definitely a virgin.
Even all the Boy Scouts, at some point,
you gotta get it
like
in.
Sex crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It does. The nicest guy.
Did he like, try things? Like, did he just like, hey, what's going to take?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Like, was he just banging watermelons?
You think he's just like going to elephants?
Elephants. Logs or.
Couches and then move up. Well,
just two stones that are just happen to be in the right position.
He's just going up up into the moon and making new fucking like meteor holes.
Yeah. Just two sexy stones.
Yeah. At the bottom of those sexy stones just happened to be Mount St. Helens on 1980.
And he just went and fucking wrecked it.
This fucking dormant volcano just came alive. Oh, fucking Superman.
I mean, I feel like his first masturbation probably caused a giant hole.
The Kent's home destroyed.
Yeah, exactly. So then after that, he's like, I can't.
Well, maybe he went out in the middle of the field and laid down some candles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a that's nice what you do sensual
you,
time.
You grew up in Kansas. Time. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You bang some corn stalks.
Again.
They got hair. And
yeah. Right.
Well, this took a turn.
Again, Superman's not real. We don't have to worry about him having sex. He has sex with Lois all the time because it's fine.
I feel like she could have just jerked him off.
Yeah, sure.
And then pointed it at something exactly. That's not going to destroy.
Something evil?
Although,
something evil?
Garth Ennis does that in... Garth Ennis and Amanda Connor do that in a book called The Pro, where she jerks off Superman, and he comes so hard that it hits a plane, and like a plane... He has to go then save the plane because the plane's crashing. Yeah, that he fucking knocked down with his sperm.
You can just put it towards Russia, you know? Just
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
put it in the 80s.
Yeah,
just right, end the Cold exactly. War right there.
Just fuck Russia. So cover them in Superman's
sperm. A couple of hand
sperm.
Jobs and yeah. Done and done.
So
instead, he jumps immediately, into this little room.
And here's a couple of things about this. So he jumps in this room. They take his powers away. Lois sees this all going down, by the way. And when he gets out, they're right to the bedroom.
Yeah,
just grabs to the bedroom.
Uncomfortable, yeah. Mushy bed that you could find.
Oh, terrible. Awful, yeah. Awful bed.
But immediately goes and gets it in.
He immediately goes and gets it in, and then eventually he goes back and...
No, he goes to the diner.
Well, he goes to the diner, and he gets embarrassed by a dude, whatever.
Yeah, but no.
Ass kicked.
No,
yeah,
this is important.
Here's the thing that happens later. We're getting ahead. The thing that happens later is he gets his power back, right?
Yeah.
If it's that easy to like take the powers away, get laid, get them back, and then you're fine, you're Superman
just
again.
Do that from the
why
beginning?
Not just always do that? Why not just do that constantly?
Wants to get laid.
Yeah,
he just sets up like an hour. It's like, hey, there's an hour where I can't help you guys.
Yeah, but it's you're on your own for an hour. Some, yeah.
And then he goes in there, loses his powers, bangs it out, then goes back and gets his powers.
We'll just call it Mr. Nasty time.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, in the Donner version, Marlon Brando makes him go through some shit, if I remember. Like, I remember him, like, kind of weeping almost, and he's super beat up. And
there is, I don't remember which cut it is. One of the cuts, a bunch of the equipment blows up. So that might be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think both versions, but there
might
the Donner
be.
Cuts, like, if you do this.
Yeah, there's no going
like,
back.
Yeah, there's no going back. You'll
even
lose,
though,
like, I'm gonna be
even
gone.
Though there is absolutely yeah. Going back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Marlon Brando like tells him.
Which I feel like that's just his dad trying to cock block, which is not cool, Marlon Brando.
True, yeah.
Not
yeah.
Cool.
It's just weird rules. It is also funny that he has to, hey, mom, can I bang this chick? And the mom's like, yes, but you got to do this.
Yeah. But you got to make
a cool
commitment.
Progressive
yeah. You got to make a commitment mom. By giving up your powers.
So that, well, but
so
he does
would you give up your powers for a little pussy?
No.
Getting it in?
No? Nah, not at all. Not.
I kind of feel like I would be a more heightened like being to like not give a shit about that.
Like Dr. Manhattan?
Yeah.
Where you're
yeah,
just like kind
yeah.
Of beyond that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Like,
you're like a
Dr.
god.
It's like, well, I'll just make myself do that.
Yeah, I'll just project an image of me banging.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel nothing but the image of me banging
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
yeah no, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
And we're talking, because I feel like now, if I get $150,000, I'm like, fuck all you chicks. Like, I'm just doing my own thing now.
Yeah, but you're still banging. You're just banging prostitutes.
That's true.
So if Superman Kal-El is like sex is like a human, but he's Kryptonian, so he wants these more intense. So does that mean he goes faster?
Oh, like he like jackhammers?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Like it's
so
the
it's
Flash
like,
issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Where if the Flash is always moving in super speed, is it over in like 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I assume it would cause like. You know, burning
incredible amount of friction. Yeah,
it would start fires.
Like,
at
yeah, time. Exactly. You're just pussy on fire, like literally.
Yeah. So Superman do that? Does he go faster and then just like?
So then,
is that what happened?
Is this Superman a terrible lay? Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. Well, he's also like you have to imagine.
He is also a fucking Boy Scout.
If he's a virgin, which I think we're all on board, he is a virgin.
Yes, clearly.
And Lois Lane definitely not.
Yeah. She smokes way too many cigarettes in this movie to not have a lot
Lois
of cocks
Lane
in her
has
mind.
Definitely had some fucking experiences. So, yeah, I feel like she's probably a little disappointed afterwards.
Yeah.
Although, probably. In fairness, she doesn't seem like it, so maybe
well,
because
of
just,
love.
Well, because of love, but also
and, yeah, it's,
maybe
it's
Superman.
Early 80s. It's progressing. You know?
It's Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
Age isn't a thing yet, so.
No, it hadn't been invented by the government yet.
Yeah.
nobody touched a monkey.
Yeah, the Illuminati had not had sex with a monkey yet. Not released AIDS to the community.
But yeah.
Also, because if we went normal speed, this is what I'm curious. If we go normal speed as a human or whatever, like, would he just get bored?
Again, he's used to going normal speed as a human. He does it all the
time. Yeah, he walks normal when he can go super speed, right? So, but also, I feel like he probably does get bored walking normal.
And having sex are a little different. Yeah, you're right. That is true.
That is true. Yeah, I would assume that it would. So then, is he a shitty lay or does he feel nothing because he has to go like fucking human speed?
If he's Superman, has his powers.
Yeah. If he has his powers.
I mean, I feel like that's why a lot of people ship him with Wonder Woman, right? Because the idea of two just insanely superpowered people
banging it out,
going crazy. Again,
like Smallville.
Like Smallville.
Yeah.
Dark Knight Strikes Again, where they literally are creating earthquakes because they're banging so hard.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
Gee.
That's like, did Rogue ever, was they ever able to bang somebody?
Oh, because, yeah.
Because that's, I mean, that's all like pent up sexual rage with Rogue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's worth it to me.
I remember that was an issue when I was reading those comic books.
Oh, it was a huge issue, yeah.
I never got beyond that. Like, I don't know if it actually
came. Yeah, she eventually banged.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Gambit?
Actually, I think the first time was probably Magneto. Was
it a dental dam?
Oh.
Jesus. Was it Magneto really? Oh, was it?
Because it was during when they went to the Savage Land. I'm pretty sure her and Magneto banged it out.
Yeah, we're not nerds.
I mean, you can dental dam it. It just feels terrible.
But. Yeah, I know. I feel like if you're Rogue, though, full latex suit, just go for it.
It's just a giant latex fucking flap that you put over.
Okay, so... So they bang it out, then they go over to the diner.
Right, he gets disrespected, he gets beat up a little bit.
And well, no, because like you bang it out, you got to get some burgers.
So yeah, obviously, you're hungry. What else do you eat? You're in the Fortress of Solitude.
But also, what fucking town is close to the fucking Arctic
Circle? Right, exactly. He walks to this town.
With a light jacket on.
With a light jacket. He doesn't have superpowers anymore. Fucking, Margot Kidder's just wearing like a regular suit.
Yeah, and then they walk through the snow. To this fucking diner. This diner by the North Pole where everybody's speaking English.
Yep.
And then he fights like just a trucker dude, kind of.
Gets his ass beat.
It was cool, like him like expressing like.
He's like, blood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is my blood. Like, that's fucking
rad. Yeah, yeah. That was really cool. That's a really cool scene. I like that scene quite a bit. And it's very like humbling for him. And
yeah, yeah. He sees on the TV.
Also, Margot Kidder gets to be kind of badass. Like, she fights.
She jumps on him. Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever, jumping on somebody's back.
Yep.
Remember when that's fighting?
You know.
Jumping on a dude's back.
It's Margot Kidder. His size. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about the whole Boy Scout thing is that he goes back for revenge.
Which is a very Man of Steel thing.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I hate it a lot.
But it's weird.
And it's in both cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But also, like, fucks up that diner.
Yeah, he gives the dude a bunch of money,
like,
right?
But still.
I mean, look, I'm totally on board with Superman trying to teach somebody a lesson, but it didn't feel like him teaching a lesson. It felt like him being very petty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He just goes back and he beats up that dude and smashes up that diner.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
I don't know, man. He just got laid for the first time. I guess I could see how that would kind of a significant.
That's true.
Yeah. And then you get emasculated right afterwards. Yeah. It's kind of uncool. But on the TV, he sees that General Zod's fucking shit up. Running the country all of a sudden.
So he goes, that's when he goes back and he's like, I want my powers back. And they're like, all right.
Who is this Superman?
Oh, yeah. He does a lot of, Superman's going to come here and kick your ass. Who is this Superman? Who is this fool? I like the president's like, there's one man who will not kneel before you. And he's like, who is this imbecile? And then they're like, Superman.
I mean, Terrence Stamp's the best thing in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, he's so good.
Terrence Stamp got way fucking tougher as the older he got.
Yeah. Because he's not a very big guy.
He's a very skinny guy in this movie.
He's a good looking guy.
Yeah.
So I mean, once
he's
an
evil looking guy.
He's an evil looking guy in this movie. Actually, I guess in all movies. Yeah. But it wasn't until he got old and a little grizzled that you're like, all right, now he's a little intimidating. Yeah, yeah, he's going to fuck some shit up.
So Superman shows up. They fight it out. He kicks some ass. Then they go to fucking Metropolis.
Right.
Because Gene Hackman tells them to go there, right? I can't even remember.
No, that. Okay, so like Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman shows up at the White House.
Like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, and then by getting him Superman, he takes him to Lois Lane and the Daily Planet.
Yeah, and he's like, she's the key to Superman because anywhere that she's at, Superman will show up.
And then there's a very a scene I like quite a bit where Superman shows up and is just like, let's step outside, boys.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're just like, ah, Superman.
That's
being cool.
Because it's the same line that he told that trucker dude that beat his ass.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But then we have...
I think someone needs to teach you some manners.
Yep. Yeah. we have a very
fight scene full
weird
of
fight scene.
Full of product placement. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So much product. So
yeah, he throws them into the Coca-Cola sign.
Marble.
There's cigarette trucks everywhere.
Cigarettes are a big sponsor of this movie that is for children.
Marlboro.
Yeah, you can smoke your troubles away. Mario Kidder smokes like a fucking chimney in this movie.
This is also...
And Lois Lane never smoked in the comic books.
No. This is also a scene where you see the difference because this scene was shot by Donner. They went in and added so many hilarious, using that in quotes, hilarious like cutaway shots of people reacting.
Yeah, when they're doing that thing with their breath, when they're blowing people away.
It lasts forever.
There's like almost... It's almost like a mime fighting the air.
Yeah.
There's a scene where the guy's ice cream flies off and hits another guy in the face.
Exactly. Yeah. Hilarious.
Or the guy with the umbrella, just so the umbrella could turn inside out type of deal. Yep.
There's raining.
It's night.
Somewhere.
It's not raining.
It's not raining.
And it's in the middle of the night, so there's no sun.
No, exactly. And then it's a very long, like, comical
scene. It's pretty weird. Pretty, like, against what's going on.
They do. They smash Superman between two buses, which makes people think Superman is dead now. And they're like, we have to kick their ass now. And they do
get an uprising, like, man.
Yeah.
Who the fuck was Superman?
It's the Superman.
You know?
Like it's the Spider-Man 2 scene. Yeah.
But also, we all know the Superman's not hurt by two buses.
Yeah.
We know that already.
Yeah, he pops out. He leaves, like, because they start threatening humans, so then he leaves. And they think, like, oh, he's a coward, whatever.
And again, it's a turn stamp, like, ha, what a coward.
Yes, being very dismissive. And Lex is the one that's like, oh, I know where he lives. Like, let's go take care of him, finish him off once and for all. So they go to the Fortress of Solitude. And this is where you get maybe the most infamously dumb thing in the movie.
Several of them. First of all, he can hologram himself out.
Oh, yeah.
Which you talked about. Now there's five Supermans.
Yep.
Yeah.
They get all those weird noises.
And
when
that's right.
You know, dude, if I could disappear and make weird noises.
Yeah.
And the other Kryptonians can do that too. You know, they just can't do multiples.
If I had the ability to like disappear and reappear, I would just do that to people. Just like go.
Oh, yeah.
Disappear and reappear in somebody's room. Meep, and then just fucking
disappear again.
That is very good.
That was weird.
But the scene I'm really talking about is, of course, when he takes the S off of his chest and throws it at the big dumb guy.
He had like a regular sounding name. His name was like Ned or something.
Yeah.
Non.
Yeah.
Non. There you go.
Woo. That's all he made. That's all he knows he made.
Yeah. Because
they talk about he's mute.
In the beginning, they say like, your mind is as empty as your speech or something like that.
Yeah, something.
Which, right. Because this is going way back.
It's very insulting.
When they first get caught, they're like, Zod, you're too obsessed with like ruling everything and all that stuff. And then like Ursa, like you're too like high strung, like you're too aggressive and like violent.
It's just like no appreciation for life.
For life, yeah, exactly. And then they're like, you're just a stupid guy. And then they move on from that.
Stupid as you are, silent. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, God, no wonder you fucking hate everybody.
I feel like that's enough reason for you to be like, come here, guy. Like, get out of here. Yeah, like you're not evil. He's just dumb.
He's just a
crime.
He might not even be dumb. He might just be a mute guy that they just treat like an idiot. And he's like, I'm just mute, you assholes.
And it's not a crime. Like,
yeah.
What if that red crystal at the beginning was gonna give him like
give him his speech?
Yeah,
give
him his speech.
No, that's treason.
Yeah. Now you're in a fucking tile floating around space. So yeah,
there's a weird scene earlier on where a snake bites. What's the girl's name?
Ursa.
Yeah. Where a snake bites her and she like reacts like she's hurt, but why?
No, she's like,
And then she burns him. Yeah,
she
burns the snake.
Her laser eyes.
And that's how they discover they have laser eyes.
Yeah.
but a little weird. Anyway, so they
oh, no, you're talking about the the cellophane S,
which is not in the Donner cut, but throws the cellophane S.
He grabs the S off his chest, throws it at Nan, who gets tangled in it for like 5 seconds and then goes away. It's like a blanket that he throws. If you throw a blanket at me, that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah. It's a like, sheet.
And then
it's not even a blanket because you can see through it.
Yeah. It's a cellophane sheet that goes away in 5 seconds.
It's like I took a bunch of this like Glad wrap, deal with that for 2 seconds. Yeah. Like, all right, I'm
that's
done,
not a power.
even if it was Michael Jackson's son. I would still be like, oh! But then you push it away. And then
he throws Michael Jackson's son.
I mean, Michael Jackson.
Blanket Jackson gets thrown at Nan.
And he juggles a baby. Yeah. It's very hilarious.
Wait, so he's like 24 now.
Yeah,
that's a full human being.
He juggles a full human being. He's a super strong super guy, so it's fine. He is an excellent dude. Which is what Superman would be called if he was invented by like Rob Liefeld in the 90s.
Yeah. Michael Jackson's son's only superpower is being horribly emotionally handicapped.
Just scarred for life.
With billions of dollars.
Yeah, though. And yeah, billions of dollars. That's true, actually.
So
that's
very like much Batman's like his father.
Part. Yeah.
So they fight for a while, and then this is the cool scene where Superman tricks Lex and tricks Zod by...
Yeah, he tells Lex, like, if we can get them into my room, they'll lose all their powers. Immediately is like, if you get into that room, you lose all your powers.
Yeah, he just immediately sells them out. So they have Lois prisoner, and they're like, all right, you're going to do this, or we'll kill Lois. And he's like, all right.
And then he does the old flip-a-roni.
The old switcheroo. Yeah.
Yeah, the old flipping the switch.
Turns out, he was safe inside the room. Everyone else outside the room lost their Krypton powers. And I'm guessing Lois also has, like, so much cancer.
Yeah,
a lot of cancer.
Yeah,
as well as
Lex. As Lex. Yeah, but he doesn't care about Lex.
Yeah, also,
and they also die. Like,
yeah, they kill those dudes.
Like Zod comes over and is like, kneel before, you know, and he does the whole kneel before Zod thing. And then Superman crushes his hand and then picks him up and just throws him.
Yeah, it was a very girly scream from fucking Terrence.
Yeah,
so after the whole movie, you're like, oh, yeah, he would sound like that if he was getting his hand crushed.
Yeah, exactly. Because the whole time he's like...
He's a prissy motherfucker.
Yeah, because he's a French prince in space.
Yeah, exactly.
Kneel before Zod.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want all of you to kneel before me.
That's German, but yeah. I do like the idea. Yes, the peasants. Fan me, peasant. Feed me grapes. But
doesn't he throw them?
say
that. Yes, exactly. He's actually, you know what? He's on the toilet being like, wipe me. I am. There's too much work. He's like
hedonistic bot.
Yeah, exactly. Hedonism he is hedonism boss.
I put much. I put much. Just wipe now.
Yeah.
You mock
so,
me.
But yeah, so Superman like throws him and then he throws the big dude or he knocks the big dude down or whatever. And then Lois punches the shit out of Ursa.
He doesn't even get knocked. He was like going to fly.
That's right. He jumps thinking he's going to fly.
Yeah. Because his power is stupidity.
And after Man of Steel, everyone was like, well, he kills Zod in the original. I don't know that he's dead. Like, he just slides down an ice ramp. He's probably fine.
He's like, sure. I'll get you, Superman. Yeah.
Like, he slides down an ice ramp, like, 20 feet.
Yeah.
It's a fun ride.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Whee!
But then he can't get out, and, you know.
I'm sure Superman went and put him in prison or the Phantom Zone or something. Yeah.
Again, put him, toss him
back in the Phantom Zone. Yeah. Back in the Phantom Square.
He's like, you're never going to get out of this unless somebody
else does accidentally.
Nuclear bomb.
Cut to Superman 5, where that definitely would have happened. Yeah. Had they made Superman 5. So then, anyways, that's the end of the movie. He then kisses Lois.
Lois Lane knocks out Ursa.
Yeah, it's a little like girl. Yeah,
you know
being
what?
Awesome.
You're a real pain in the neck.
Yeah, and then apparently in real life, she actually hit her in the face.
Actually
punched her heart, like squared, knocked her.
Hey, you need that realism. Need that realism. Yeah. So that and then yeah, he kisses Lois, so she forgets about his secret identity
for no reason. He's just like, bye, Lois, and like kisses her in the mouth, which makes her forget everything.
Yep,
and back to square one.
And a little shout out to the Donner version. The Donner version,
they call that the Bill Cosby kiss.
Yeah. Oh God.
Which, funny enough.
The Bill Cosby picture.
The Bill Cosby picture in the back of
in Perry White's office.
Yeah. So obviously, that's where he got it from.
Yeah. So the whole time, because he idolized Bill Cosby so much.
Yep.
He learned how to do the Bill Cosby kiss.
Yeah, that maybe that's what it was. He just stuck like a
It's also what Professor roofie. X does at the end of first class.
That's right, yeah. To poor...
You know, what's her face?
Yeah, I totally forgot her name now.
Yeah, that girl.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's
exactly that girl.
Yeah, I know.
Amnesia'd her.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And so Superman amnesia's her. And then, yeah.
Roll credits. In the Donner version originally, this is when he reverses time, not in the first movie.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah.
So Donner would have had to come up with a different ending.
Yeah, because they ended up recutting his ending to the first one. So.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, this leads to either... It's a multiple... It's like a choose-your-own-adventure book, because now you can either choose to move to Superman 3, starring Richard Pryor, and as a weird Brainiac type, or...
He was flying with Richard Pryor.
Yeah, he was. Or alternatively, you can jump to Superman Brian Rangers. Singer and Brandon Ralph.
I'm gonna make him fly with me.
Kevin Spacey. So
I would go with Superman Returns because I did that today.
Yeah, you did. Right. Talk about that.
Taking the stupid amnesia kiss and all the things that happen, it totally works with the movie.
They
had sex. And then he bails, comes back 5 years later, and they have a kid. So you're wondering, like, how that would have happened. There it is, right there.
Yeah, amnesia kiss.
That does make sense.
Everything works perfectly. I mean, it's not that great of a movie, but
no, it's not a very good movie, and it definitely
is. Why is Cal Penn a henchman? Like, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
He's not intimidating at all.
He's the most likable fucking dude I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Just getting stoned and...
Yeah,
Kevin Spacey does have a very... Gene Hackman quality to him.
Yeah, and then Parker Posey is pretty rad as
well. I do love me some Parker Posey, man.
Yeah.
Brandon Routh's very good.
I don't know, what was it? What is it with that movie? It's just very normal.
It's like, it's boring.
It's middle ground.
It's
slow.
Yeah, it's slow and it's boring.
It's 2.5 hours long.
It's
Jesus Christ,
exactly.
Really?
Yeah, it's 2.5 hours.
Wow. It's a little too... It's
I
a little
feeling
too...
2.5 hours long.
Yeah. And there's movies that are 3 hours where I don't feel that, and then there's some like...
I was like, this movie's way too long.
And again, it's a direct, like... it's a direct sequel to a movie that came out 25 years before it.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily a great thing.
But there's just some shit, like, he's still saving people on the, like...
Well, the airplane scene is very good.
Yeah, that is pretty
good. Just there. And, it goes between 3 and 2. You could go there.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
That's interesting. I'll have to check that out. Now I kind of feel like checking that out. I haven't seen that since I saw it in
the
theater.
Sucks, yeah.
Yeah. So...
So, yeah. So, it's not a... terrible movie, but it's not a good movie. Brandon Routh, pretty good Superman. Kevin Spacey, good Lex Luthor rapist guy.
Yeah.
And
so something weird, a couple things I noticed during the movie, different from the other one. Gene Hackman's name comes up first in the credits.
No shit.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Ah, that is weird.
Also, it's not John Williams scoring it.
The theme obviously is John Williams, but yeah, somebody else did the score.
Like,
yeah,
using his score.
Yeah, because he was working on like Star Wars and stuff at the same time.
Something, yeah.
And also, fucking
yeah, because this was the same year as Empire.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mario Puzo came up with that fucking story.
Oh,
weird! The fucking author of the Godfather.
Yeah.
Series.
No shit, really.
Well, and weird. It is interesting. Wow. He actually his offices. There's some famous stuff. He actually was somewhat friendly with Stan Lee because their offices were right next to Marvel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy. Really?
That was tripping. I was like, oh, fucking Mario Puzo? Really?
That's just fucking...
Did he write the plastic fucking selfie?
Plastic selfie?
Maybe.
Nah. I feel like that's Richard Lester 100%.
Yeah, yeah. It almost certainly is.
That's just coming up with weird random shit that makes no fucking sense.
I guess.
Really? Mario Puzo? That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I was like, what? Like, I was just like, weird.
I guess let's talk really quick about Man of Steel a little bit, just real quick, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think we kind of went into it already.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, there's still similarities, obviously.
There was a lot of
similarities. There's a lot of similarities.
It's garbage.
So. Yeah, that's bad.
I do like both Zods. I'm not
gonna lie. Michael Shannon's
I'm
great.
A huge Michael Shannon fan. I'm a huge Michael Shannon fan.
I
feel like the internet has debated this to death. You either like the movies for the dumb action and DBZ bullshit, or you think that the fact that Superman, a man with unlimited power who could do anything and be the worst tyrant but chooses to be the greatest guy ever, is actually an important message for humanity.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point.
But, you know, I guess you're just going to make your own decisions about that.
As a kid growing up and seeing that movie, that movie was, you know, one of those things of Star Wars, Superman.
No, for sure. For sure.
So, like, you know, I enjoy those movies still. I have to say that the Richard Donner cut is way better.
I think
it is. I would agree with you. Yeah. I would agree with you.
I don't know. It just seems more realistic. The action is better. I don't know. Just the way it flows.
Even when some of the weird like ending stuff in it reused from the first one, the Richard Donner one is way better, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tighter, actually. It's shorter, which is weird.
It
is
shorter. Yeah. It's not as silly.
2 hours?
The regular version is 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And the Donner version's a little under 2 hours. So
yeah. It gets right into it. It doesn't fucking dilly dally like the Richard Lester one does. Yeah, I would say that. So if you're gonna watch this movie,
Is this the best Superman movie ever? Go.
No, I think the first one's better.
I think the first one is better.
Yeah,
I'm down with the first one. But there's still some weird shit with the first one.
There is. The whole musical sequence where he's flying around with Lois is pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta do romance somehow, man.
Yeah.
That's the only way they knew how to do romance in the late 70s.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. I disagree because I've seen Star Wars, so they could have just made Lois his sister and had them make out.
Yeah,
so,
of course. Clearly, that's how it works.
Yeah.
The cool thing was just, you know, having the Kryptonians and Zod in it.
It is cool that you get them fighting. Really cool. He gets to fight against another opponent
In 1980, there were no other superhero movies.
Right, exactly. That's important to remember, too. The closest thing,
you get Star Wars and Indiana Jones.
Yep. Well, and Indiana Jones hadn't even come out yet.
No, not yet.
So this was the only other thing you even had in its general ballpark around
that
time.
Raiders comes out like in 82 or something.
Yeah,
like
it was 82. So, yeah, the only other thing you had in this even kind of genre would have been Star Wars, and even that's a very different thing.
Yeah.
Was the Real American Hero out by then?
Well, actually, that's true. You did have the Incredible Hulk TV show. That's true. A Real American Hero. I guess there was some TV stuff. There was a Spider-Man show for a short time.
Terrible. Yeah. Again, just a fucking
and you had, I guess, Super Friends.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good Lex Luthor in that too.
Yeah, that's true.
Legion of Doom.
Yeah. I used to have that fucking blanket. I had the blanket.
Ah, it was just sweet.
And it had like all the fucking Legion of Doom on it.
I like that they call themselves the Super Friends.
Yeah. Super Friends. Yeah. Which is weird because
let's call ourselves what the 5-year-old would call us.
Yeah, exactly. We're just super friends.
Yeah, we're not just we're super friends.
Well, no, because they had like people that just they made up, like the fucking Wonder Twins.
The twins, Wonder Twins activate.
Apache Chief was a cartoon original. Yeah.
I work with this guy named Shane, and he's Apache, and like this other guy who wants to be Native and he's not. Keeps bringing up Apache Chief. Like, oh, you should fucking... Then I'm like, dude, just leave it alone. You're just being racist. You're being racist against us and you're fucking you're Native.
As ready. Racist as the Super Friends were back then.
It's pretty bad. Well, and there was also, Judo Master and like there was... Like,
Scooby-Doo was in there for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. They had crossovers with Scooby-Doo and the like Harlem Globetrotters, all that shit. Yeah.
Super Friends.
Yeah, it's bad.
Adam's Family. Was there an Adam's Family?
Well, there might have been.
There's a Scooby-Doo Adam's Family crossover. I know that.
Yeah. I mean, Scooby-Doo crossed over with literally everything ever.
Yeah, that was the best part of Scooby-Doo, because actually Scooby-Doo's kind of shitty.
It's very bad, actually. I don't understand why people like it.
Going back and watching it now, it's pretty garbagey. I don't like that cartoon at all. But I do appreciate Batman in there. Globetrotters in there. Now, even like the wrestlers from WWE, I appreciate all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, I'm that's almost cool. caught up on Supernatural to see the Supernatural Scooby-Doo crossover.
Sweet.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
That close.
Also, I was still to this day huge hard on for Velma. Like
always,
you get some Velma cosplay in there, and I am on board.
That one girl.
Yeah, there's that one cosplayer.
There's definitely more than that one cosplayer.
Yeah, but god damn, it's so good.
She's so awesome.
Yeah. Can't get that's the best. All right, that's the best part actually of Scooby Doo is the cosplay.
Is the cosplays? Yeah.
That's the best of Superman too, as well as the cosplays.
The cosplays. Ursa.
Yeah.
Nope, just Velma.
Oh, Velma.
Just Velma.
Okay. We're sticking with Velma.
Superman 2 Velma cosplay. All right, so that's the end of the podcast.
That's the end of the podcast.
Yeah, but we pretty good as Man of Steel. Well, Man of Steel and whatever that way. Okay,
one second. No, it's fine. Don't watch them. They're shitty.
Don't watch Man of Steel.
BVS is even worse. And
Martha.
Martha.
God damn it. What'd you say their name? So yeah, thanks for joining us, Book.
Yeah, appreciate thanks a lot, man.
Good times. I'm thoroughly drunk.
We're gonna be back next week with the very different movie, Terms of Endearment.
Oh my god!
Ah, I know. Yeah. Well,
thank you for inviting me for this. Yeah,
yeah, not the Terms of Endearment one. Yeah, no, trust me, we know.
Yeah. So we'll try to get some ladies on that one because that's what we like to do with movies like that.
I'm super excited for Karate Kid 2.
Yeah. All right, yeah. So Book is gonna come back for Karate Kid 2.
Yeah, because I
for
just,
sure.
Man, Cobra Kai was so fucking rad.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Really?
I heard nothing but good things.
I've heard nothing but good things, actually.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
Sweet.
So we'll talk about that when you come back for Karate Kid 2.
For sure.
And Coming to America with Erica.
Oh yeah,
Coming
to America. A lot of people want to be on that podcast. That's my jam, dude. A lot of people want to be on that podcast.
We should do like a 16-person podcast.
We might.
All right.
But until next week.
Yes.
I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
I'm Wallace Book.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.